on CBS.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
Well, like the good voice says, Ray Flores, we do have a surprise, even though I've announced it so everybody knows. For the first time in Knockout Radio, Gerald McCoy will be on today, and not talking football. A big MMA fan, was at the MMA Awards, was at Saturday's Night Fights, have some MMA questions for him, along with Darren Elkins, who takes on Cub Swanson, and Raquel Pennington, who is on the card as well against Macy Chassan. Also, BKFC's champion, Luis Palomino. Rumor has it, and you would know this better than I, Matthew, that the winner of that fight in Tampa gets the title opportunity.
Yeah, Martin Brown should be getting a shot at that title.
Well, what I found funny was when I talked to Dave Cranston, and I didn't really want to correct him. I don't want people all mad at me, so I'm going to say it publicly. he goes that Luis Palomino gets the winner of that fight in Tampa, and I'm thinking, no, the winner of that fight in Tampa gets Luis Palomino.
Yeah, he's a champ, so everybody should be coming after him, not the other way around.
All right, three things to start off. Well, first, let me give you the rundown. Bottom of the hour, Darren Elkins. Top of the hour, Raquel Pennington. Middle of the hour, as always, in the BKFC official segment, Luis Palomino. And then roughly 33 minutes after the hour, we'll head out to, and I don't even know where Gerald is. I know plays in Vegas, travels a little bit right now. And so we're going to talk to him about that. All right, so three things I want to get off my chest. I'm going to let you decide which one we go first.
Okay.
Red Rock, the start of UFC, or almost the end of UFC?
Well, just because I'm interested in what happened at Red Rock, I'm going to go with Red Rock just because I'm fascinated and I want the viewers to see what happened as well.
All right, first, they're listeners, not viewers. We've been given a lot of crap that we need to start shooting videos, and that's something that I'm going to address at the Consumer Electronics Show in roughly 2.5 weeks. So if we can do some things there in Vegas, pick up some equipment, we will be streaming, and I know we've talked about it for quite some time. All right, so I learned a very, 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 very valuable lesson. Sometimes it's nice to beg, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice to beg. Now, I didn't beg, but I was awful dang close. So I go to Red Rock after the show last Wednesday. I don't know if I've already told you this story.
No, I saw something on Facebook, and I saw the SOS distress call, but I don't know the backstory or how it finished or ended.
Well, part of the problem of this whole story is I did not send an SOS distress call because there's no internet access at Red Rock Canyon in Las Vegas.
So, okay.
Once you get into the canyon, and as I found out, once you get out of the canyon on the main road, there's still no internet signal. So I go out there after the show last Wednesday. I go to the first spot, lookout spot, hiking spot, whatever. And I go to the same spot I've gone to every single time. I take a couple pictures. I sit there and I reflect. And it's an awesome, awesome canyon and national park. And I see these guys that are like, that's right. Today's world, we can't say guys. I see these people climbing like the rock that you can't even necessarily walk to, and somehow they're climbing to the top. And I start saying, you know, what did I do? Why did I walk down here? Because I have to walk back up, and I'm fat, and I'm tired, and I want to sit here for the rest of my life because I really don't want to walk up there. So I force myself to get back in the car. I drive to the next lookout spot. I pull into the parking lot, and I literally pull right out. It didn't set me interested. Okay. I go to the third lookout park. And I'm driving to the back of like the parking area, and I see a sign, and I see a sign that states, this road is not kept up.
Oh.
And then I see two cars come out of that area.
Okay.
And I think, there's got to be a good view in here. This has got to be pretty cool. So I continue to drive forward through this road is not kept up in my Nissan Altima. And it's kind of cool because you're like bouncing all over the place because of these rocks and stuff. Because it's, in case I haven't said it, an unkept road.
So you're in a Nissan Altima?
And I'm in a Nissan Altima. So I curve to the right, and then you have to go to the left, and that's where the cars came out. Real close area. And I see these two boulders that are sticking up in the middle of the thing, and I avoided them. And then I thought, you know what? This is a bad idea.
Okay.
You know why?
Because you don't have a car that's got enough clearance to get over that.
Because I'm in a Nissan Altima driving on a road that is not kept up at this national park called Red Rock Canyon. So I do a 46-point turn. You know, you go up a little, back up a little, you go up a little, you back up a little, so that I can turn around and get the hell out of there.
Okay.
Guess what?
You got stuck.
I did. On those two boulders. So these two boulders are now just to the right of my driver's front tire.
Okay.
And I'm starting, and it happened pretty quickly, I'm starting to be worried. A, there's no signal. B, this ain't moving. C, it's a rental car. And B, I'm not in a really good mood.
Didn't have any food with you.
I had nothing. Well, no, I went to one of those, I don't want to give them a plug, you know, where you pay money so that you have a membership. And I happened to buy a case of Diet Coke and a big-ass bag of pistachios.
Oh, okay. So you had survival food.
Yeah, I could have lasted 20 minutes or so. You know? So a really nice couple comes down, and do you need any help? I'm like, yeah, I need a lot of help. So
then they talk about the car.
Yeah. Then they go, well, you know, you get in the car and we'll push. And I said to the female, I'm sure this is sexist, do you want to get in the car and I'll help push?
You can't say that in today's modern world.
And they're like, no, we're good. So I get in the car. We first try to push forward. Then they go, all right, let's try to push backwards. So then they stand in front of the car. And the guys look like a deer in headlights from one of those law shows I watch, you know, where it's fish and game. His eyes look like a deer in headlights when he goes, you are in reverse, right? Because he wanted me to hit the gas. So hit the gas, nothing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Then two other, you know, fairly young guys walk by. They're going to help me. He offers to drive me to the front. And I'm thinking, what good is that going to do? Now I'm going to be at the front of Red Rock Canyon. This rental car, and I don't know if I've said it, it's a Nissan Altima rental car that's on this deserted road. I'll never get back. I'll probably never even find it again. So I walk this little period from the car to where the parking is. I walk back to the car. I go, I'm going to die here. I don't know what's going to happen. This isn't good. I walk back to the parking. Obviously, there's no whatever they're called, the forest rangers or whatever. Big Dodge Ram pulls up. And I go and kind of like wave and wave, and they just ignore me, just like I would them.
Sure.
Ignores me. And then I kind of stepped in front of the truck, and I waved again. He rolls down the window. I go, you can't go that way. He goes, yes, I can. I do it all the time. And I go, so help me. I go, well, unless you're going to drive over my car that's stuck in the middle, I don't know how you're going to get up there. So they drove up, and after about 20, 25 minutes, believe it or not, we were able to rock the car off the rock.
Wow. Wow.
I've never driven so fast to get the hell out of there.
Okay.
And it's mainly because if there was a problem with the car, I wanted to get as far away from Red Rock and as close to internet as possible.
Yeah.
And I got out on the main road. There's still no internet. So it was an interesting ordeal.
So did you learn your lesson?
Yeah. I'm going to get a bigger car. Everybody said you always get the insurance, and you really don't. I've been told by more you don't get it. the Nissan Altima wasn't going to get up that hill.
Well, which is a bigger lesson here? Like, to rent a car that's capable of off-roading, or to, like, read the sign and obey when it says not a kept road?
Well, I didn't disobey. I mean, you were allowed to drive up there. I'm just an idiot that drove a Nissan Altima, you know, up a large pebbled. And the lady says, you're not going to believe this, but this is the exact area where I got a brand new truck. Because when they drove over the stone, it tore up the entire bottom of their truck, and they got a brand new.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Bad stuff. But I got through it. I was so emotionally drained that literally I went back to the hotel, and I think I was asleep by 7 o'clock.
The question is, can you hear the tenors of rock through the canyon from when they play out in the fields, like out in the rocks during their outdoor concerts?
I think it would depend. I think it would depend where they are out there. I don't know if they go to Red Rock or, you know, I found some interesting things about Tenors of Rock. Die has a cover band now, and I went to see him perform as the Eagles. I am going to try to get a pair or two of tickets to give away when the Bronx Wanderers return to town. Then they will be back in January.
They just won a bunch of awards for Best Act in Vegas.
Yeah, Best Family. I think it was Silver, Best Family, Silver something else. What a bunch of great, great guys. Hung out with Vin and Vinny, dad and son. They're looking forward to it. They talked about us and the pizza and everything that we did when they were here last time. And, you know, they can't wait to come back. So hopefully we'll even get Vin A on sometime before they come back. All right. Let's try to stay on schedule. Let's hit this break. When we come back, I'm going to address my problem. And a lot of people, let's be honest, most people, okay, all people, are saying I'm wrong. And I will defend what I'm about to say when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Brother Bellet's in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Bellet Bridge wears a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
It's back. Outback Bowl 2022. Be there New Year's Day for a first-ever matchup. Big Ten's Penn State with superstar receiver Jahan Dotson versus SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks with dynamic quarterback KJ Jefferson. What a game. Outback Bowl. Don't miss it. January 1, Raymond James Stadium. Ticketmaster.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you from locations all over. Don't know where Matt is, and we're going to wait to find out when our first interview comes up, because he is also from Indiana, and you two can converse about Indiana. All right, so do we want to talk about the card? Do we want to talk about the fights that were in Las Vegas at T-Mobile? Do we want to talk about what's driving me absolutely bonkers early, or what happened after when some of these knucklehead MMA media, in my opinion, got together?
Well, let's go with what gets on your nerves first. Let's knock that out.
Well, all three of these get on my nerves. But all right, we'll start with, and knowing you, you're going to disagree with me whether you do or you don't.
Always.
And that's okay.
I've automatically chosen a side against you, and I don't even know what it is.
I understand that. So, I guess it was on Monday that the rankings were revealed.
Okay.
The female pound-for-pound rankings.
Yes.
So, Valentino is number one.
Valentino should be.
And she should be. Number two is, I'm in a brain cramp, can't think of her name, Rose. Rose Namajunas is number two.
Got it.
Who do you think the MMA media, not all the media, because you know that you have to be straight MMA media to be a voter in the MMA media. Who do you think is three?
Juliana Pena.
And who do you think is four?
Amanda Nunes.
And most common sense people would have voted that.
Okay.
Number three is Amanda Nunes. Number four is Juliana Pena. I don't care what you've done in the past.
That's true. Two, what have you done lately?
Two nights ago, you were submitted in the second round. And Amanda Nunes may still go down as the greatest female fighter of all time. Even though, I'll tell you what, that Kayla Harris, or yeah. Harrison, wow. She is, I don't know what I can say in today's politically correct world.
She's a force. She's a force.
She is a beast. I mean, she's, I was impressed when I met her at the MMA Awards. But I just have a problem. It would be like the SEC game that I went to two Saturdays ago, where Alabama beats Georgia pretty soundly, and they still rank Georgia ahead of them. It doesn't make sense. Yes, she's gone, you know, on this great big tear. But it's Saturday night. Two nights ago, you lost. Now, yeah.
She has a better record than Amanda. I mean, she's 12-4, and Amanda's 21-5.
Well,
so she has less losses.
if you're going to go with, I believe, Amanda's, I don't know, like pick the last eight fights, her record is better than Juliana's. So we'll spend some time on this. I know that, you know, we got some other things to discuss. But that comes to the second thing. And I don't know, just every once in a while, somebody, all right, most people rub me the wrong way. We know that. So a guy, this is now the second game, Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, that he's arguing MMA / UFC with me.
Okay.
And that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I probably don't, but you know, you still shouldn't argue UFC / MMA with me.
Right.
So he is getting violent on, this is the greatest upset in UFC history.
Ooh.
And I don't believe it is for numerous reasons.
Okay. Okay.
The first reason is Juliana Pena was ranked number 3. I believe Matt Serra was ranked at Burger King.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He had to win the Ultimate Fighter, all that. Now, it just so happens Jay Retcher walked by, and he came back with probably one of the – really, I didn't think of it this way, even though I kind of said it this way. Did anybody – I'm not going to say did anybody think Juliana Pena was going to win. And I did tell someone at the press conference I had a weird feeling. I just didn't have the kahunas to go publicly and say Juliana Pena. And, of course, anybody can say that, and I get that. Did anybody on planet Earth, Pluto, or Mars think that Juliana Pena did not deserve to be in that fight?
No. No, she earned it. She's definitely the next person in line, for sure.
Maybe not a single person on the planet or all those planets thought she would win, but she deserved to be there.
Correct.
You know, she was the next contender up. Did anybody believe that Matt Serra deserved to be there? If Matt Serra didn't win the Ultimate Fighter, he wouldn't have fought GSP.
That's correct.
And so, in my opinion, and people are ripping me that, you know, why am I so this? It's my opinion, and most likely I would never change it, but that's my opinion. GSP losing, and the guy in the press box like, well, it was GSP's, you know, first defense or early defense or whatever. It doesn't matter. Nobody expected GSP to lose to Matt Serra. Nobody thought Matt Serra deserved to even be there, which is a big difference, in my opinion, than having the number 3 ranked, even though I can't, you know, I'm not a big ranking person. She deserved that fight where Matt Serra did go in and did shock the world. The third one that people bring up is the Holly Holm, and I picked Holly Holm to win that fight. So
Against Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. You know, because, yeah, you know, Holly was a totally different, I was going to say animal, but politically correct. I don't want to say that, even though I did. You know, she's already a former world champion. It's not like her first, you know, rodeo. Not that it was Matt Serra's first rodeo either. But it, to me, biggest upset, Matt Serra over GSP.
But the reality of it is, you could take all three of those fights, combine them together, and they wouldn't even come close to registering against the number one upset of all time, of all sport. Number one, Buster Douglas beats Mike Tyson in Tokyo, 1990, changed the world, and nothing will ever come close to that.
Well, I don't know. Didn't the plane take down King Kong at the Eiffel Tower, or you know, the whatever tower in New York?
Godzilla?
I've never seen the movie, so I don't know.
Rampage versus Godzilla? Like, no. Buster Douglas, it will always be the greatest underdog of all time to shock of anything. I mean,
I disagree. What? I disagree.
Well, I have the top five if you want to hear, like, according to Google.
Well, we do need to hit this break, so we'll do that after Darren comes on. But the biggest upset would obviously be Rocky Balboa in Rocky II beating Apollo Creed, because nobody, I mean, it was a joke. And the only reason that Apollo Creed gave him the second fight was because everybody was, you know, getting behind Rocky, but he knew it was an easy fight. So,
speaking of Rocky, I got to hang out with Mason Toe the Line, or the Line Dixon, at the BKFC fight on Thursday, and we got to talk about that after the break.
My buddy. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll head out to Las Vegas and talk to Darren Elkins. What a fight this is going to be as he takes on Cub Swanson. All right. A lot of shenanigans still to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
So circumscribed, how are you going to do it? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Freeze
frame! Well, that brings me way, way back with the Jay Giles Band from Boston, as they were pretty big back in the day when I was stationed in Boston. In the military.
Nice to have a little flashback for you. Well, freeze frame.
All right, I'm going to let you do whatever you're going to do about Mason the Line Dixon, and I'm going to hold off on the other thing that happened last Saturday night that is still driving me bonkers. But we'll get to that. We'll get to your Mason the Line Dixon in a few minutes. Right now, let's go out to Las Vegas, where I just returned from, as we get ready for, and I love saying this, another weekend of UFC fights. Let's welcome to the program Darren Elkins. Darren, how are you?
I'm good.
We appreciate your time. I know it's just the start of fight week, which I believe is your 25th or 26th UFC fight week. Are they basically all the same? Has it been the same since the first one?
Similar. I mean, it's a little different now with the pandemic kind of stuff. I mean, but not a whole lot different.
How do you get through them? And even so, with the pandemic now, and you know, and I always say this to the athletes: it's a work trip; it's not vacation. You're not walking down the strips too much, but from what I understand, you're really not allowed to do a whole lot. So how do you kill the time, you know, to get to Saturday?
It's just, you know, hanging out with the guys, my teammates, the coaches out here, and just, you know, doing whatever I can. Keep my mind occupied, you know, thinking about the fight, watching some film, relax as much as I can, which isn't easy for me because I'm a guy who likes to do stuff. So, you know, coming out here and just relaxing is the toughest part sometimes.
Which is better for you? You know, keep kind of dwelling on Saturday. You know, it's Wednesday, counting the hours down. It's Thursday, counting the hours. Or do you want to try not to think about the task at hand coming up Saturday night?
I do a little bit of both. I mean, I don't want to think about it all day long because it'll wear on you. But I like, you know, taking a couple hours a day at least, you know, watch a little bit, you know, take some notes, and just kind of visualize the whole fight going through my head. But I don't do it all day long. I try to keep my mind occupied on other things. Otherwise, it'll be one of those things where it's like you're stressed out about the whole time.
No, for sure. What's the first thing either you or your team or, you know, whoever's making some of those decisions for you when the phone rings and this is the opponent that they're offering you? What's the first thing that you kind of look at, if anything?
We just look at the matchup, the time frame. That type of stuff. So, I mean, the skill sets now, you know, what are they good at compared to what I'm good at? Does the match, is it going to make sense to me now? Now it's later on in my career. It's like, I want fights that make sense now.
And, of course, Saturday night, a name that everybody recognizes, Cub Swanson. What's your thoughts on him?
He's a great opponent, man. It's one of those guys that we both have been around for over, you know, a decade now. He's had some great fights. I've had some great fights. He's always exciting to watch. He's a dangerous opponent, but I feel like, you know, at this level, most people are. I'm excited to get out there and test myself. So it should be a very entertaining fight and a great fight for me.
Does it matter to you, and I'm not saying you are or you're not, you know, with Cub Swanson, does it matter to you if you like the guy, if you don't like the guy, if you know him, if you know a lot about him, or is it just, it's your job, it's a fist fight?
It's a fist fight. That's always my mentality. I mean, we get paid to go out there and fight. Sometimes if you hate the guy, you don't like the guy, it's a little bit easier to get motivated, but I'm a pretty motivated guy no matter what. So it doesn't really matter to me. I just, you know, when it's time to give me that opponent and I got somebody in my mind, I just flip the switch and get ready to go.
Hey, Darren, so I'm a fellow Hoosier myself, sitting here in Evansville, Indiana, visiting my family for the holidays. I know you're from Portage, Indiana. There's another Indiana guy named Chris Lights Out Lytle. And look, you're at the, you know, late into your career, and Chris has come out with his new line of bourbon. You know, have you thought about what you're going to do after fighting, like our sponsorships or starting companies or ventures? And will you bring that back to Indiana where it all started for you?
I'm kind of thinking about the whole business part of it. I'm a union pipe fitter too. I did 10 years in that, so I still have my union card, so I could always go back to that. But yeah, I would like to get something started, and I'm not sure. I go back and forth. You know, I like California. I like the weather. I like a lot of things about California, but at the same time, I don't like how expensive it is and a lot of other stuff. So I go back and forth. Do I stay or do I go?
I think there was a song that said that too.
Yeah, there is.
Darren, let me ask you this. What's the strangest, craziest, wildest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight, whether it's to you, happened to you, you know, you drift in the middle of a fight, just something that's kind of humorous that has happened?
In the middle of a fight, I can't really think about it. I've had some crazy things, but I guess I'm so focused it doesn't really bother me ever. You wouldn't even notice, right?
Right. Well, I mean, if you can do that, you know, a lot of times you drift and, you know, whatever. Can you be too over-focused? And a lot of times, you know, fighters are like telling me, you know, they're thinking three moves down the line, four moves down the line. Is that how focused you are?
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't only have, like, set strategies, right? What about if something changes? You break your hand, and you can't do that, those moves that you wanted to do or those things you wanted to do. Can you change on the go? And some people are so set in that type of mindset that they don't change. They do exactly the same thing, and that costs them the fight.
Can you describe the difference for me, or for us and for the national listeners, between a warning and a stern warning?
A warning is one of those things where it's like, okay, you probably get another warning, you're gonna lose a point, right? A stern warning is like, they'll give you another warning. So if they give you just a warning, they'll probably give you another warning, so you get two warnings, and then you'll probably lose a point after that. Let's say if you accidentally kick somebody in the cup, right? You kick them in the cup again. Now they're going to give you a stern warning. What's the stern warning means that if you do it again, they're going to take away a point.
It just, it drives me crazy. You know, now again, I'm not a fighter. I've just covered it since UFC 1. You know, people know rules, and I know there's mistakes, but a stern warning, and then we may take a point, and then by the time you've done whatever five times, not you, say it's happened to you, yeah, it's now happened to you five times, and you only get one point. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah, the cage grabbing to me is always something that people, because I do a lot of cage grappling as it is, and that's one thing that bothers me, because what do? They grab the cage. They give them five warnings, and they eventually they'll take a point away, right? So it's like,
right. All right,
they stop. You know, they grab the cage five times. You gave them five warnings, but now they're going to give them a stern warning.
And it's already affected, you know, three things that you tried to do. How has the sport, and, you know, normally when you talk in other sports, you say the game, and this obviously is not a game. It's a sport. How has the sport of MMA changed, you know, since your first professional fight?
The science behind it, and the athletes, and that's because there's more money to be made in MMA now, and now there's more money to be made, there's going to be more science behind it, and there's going to be better athletes that came out. I feel like every year there's getting better and better athletes because you can make more money, and definitely the science behind it, how people are cutting weight and training, it's all changed now.
Do you enjoy the sport? Do you enjoy the fight itself? And Eve Edwards always told me the fight itself is the reward for all the hard work and all the hard training. Do you still enjoy that whole process?
Yeah, I enjoy the process. I love training. I like the fight, you know, go out there and compete. That's the main reason I do this. I mean, that and the money, obviously. The money pays the bills. But I got into this in the beginning because I like to compete. I like to test myself. I like to go out there and see what I'm made of, and what better way to do that than a fist fight? That's why after all these years, I'm still around, because I do enjoy it. And I'm having fun, and I'm learning each fight too. So it's one of those things where you stop learning this sport, you're pretty much done, and people are catching you fast.
And the return Saturday night in the Octagon against Cub Swanson. What can the fans expect to see?
Both of us bring it. It's going to be an exciting matchup. It's going to be one of those from the get-go, we're going to both bring it. It's always just what we both do. So you're going to expect an exciting matchup. I'll probably bleed because I bleed in every one of my fights. You can expect some blood, but when the blood comes, that's when we really pick it up.
It won't be your first performance bonus, so we're looking forward to that. Darren, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy yourself Saturday night. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, and a box of socks from Odd Sock Officials. So enjoy all that, but more importantly, have fun on Saturday.
All right, thanks, guys. You have a good one.
You as well. Darren Elkins back in the Octagon against Cub Swanson, and that is one that I am really looking forward to.
Absolutely. Go Hoosiers. Like another Hoosier representing inside the squared circle or Octagon is always a good sign.
Do all of you guys in Indiana get the ladder and measure from the ground to the basket that it's 10 feet?
Yes. Yes, we all practice our free throws before we go on the computer.
I told you about what happened with Gene Hackman and myself, right?
No. Oh, I think I did. There's a photo of you, but you're not in it.
Well, no, nobody's
not in it.
Yeah, well, neither one of us are in it. And it was funny because the guy kind of got upset. It was, you know, Gene Hackman's right-hand guy or his best friend or his handler or whatever. And it's Gene Hackman, right? You know, I've always told you, if you're going to do something, make sure it's for something, you know, higher up. You know, you don't want to get a photo with Barney the Bear or the dinosaur. So I asked this guy, I go, hey, would you mind doing me a favor? Would you mind taking a picture with Mr. Hackman and me? He goes, yeah, sure. Takes the picture, And then when I don't even remember if it was cell phones then or what it was. I truly don't remember. And, but when I saw the photo, it was like he took a photo of his elbow. Like he put his hand and crunched his elbow together, and I got his elbow. So I certainly want to thank him for that.
Was that one of those ones where you had to shake the picture to develop it before he walks away?
I honestly don't remember. I truly don't. All right, so after we do this segment, you can tell me the whole Mason the Line Dixon with Antonio Tarver story that happened at BKFC last Thursday. But right now, let's go out to Joe from Sleepin' Trade.
Hey, thanks, Randy. I have some great news for your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Imagine having a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit there instead of making it work to generate consistent income every month? Hello, folks. My name is Joe. And if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got a solution for you. A fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it out at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating a substantial passive income. Look, the software takes the human element out of trading. Folks, if you're not making a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment, that's right, monthly return on your investment, you need to call us now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. This software has been running for over 5 years with great success. How successful, you may ask? How about 85% accuracy on the trades it takes? This software is built on consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And with this software, you can run it from any computer device, your desktop, your laptop, or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, you don't need to know how to day trade to use this software because it does it all for you. Look, where are you going to find 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing anything? So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness it for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377 and you can sit in on the short session that we have from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Today's third grader can run this software, by the way. It's that easy. We've got clients aged 18 to 85 that are making money while they sleep. So don't be shy if you're looking for an opportunity to make a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing any work. Sleepintrade.com is the website and phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our session, see it live, ask questions to see if this is the right thing for you. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepintrade.com for our full disclosure.
That certainly sounds a whole lot better than my 0.001.
Yeah, some of these savings accounts I have at my parents' house are absolutely awful. So, gotta start moving that stuff over and make money for my money.
Well, there you have it. Now you know what to do. All right, fill me in on Antonio Tarver.
Antonio's great, man. Got to share the night with him ringside at the BKFC fight night, last fight of 2021 for the BKFC promotion.
Well, that's not true.
Well, the BKFC is done.
I believe they have one in Taiwan, don't they?
Oh, Thailand. Yeah, they do.
Or Thailand.
I don't count that.
Oh, okay.
not in America. But yeah, America? So at least stateside. Well, domestically, they are done for the 2021 calendar year. And just when you think you see Antonio Tarver, you know, the magic man, the world champ, you look across the aisle and you see Riddick Bowe, also sitting ringside, and it was a great night of fighting. Great to have all those boxing legends in attendance, and it's pretty cool.
If I was organized, And it's probably the only thing, if I could redo whatever this is that we do, or I've done, if I could redo it and I would keep everything and be organized and all that, I would put Riddick Bowe in that same category as, who was the lead singer of Motorhead?
Lemmy.
Yeah, so I would put Lemmy and Riddick Bowe in the same category as, I have no idea what either one said.
Well, I mean, Riddick's doing all right. I mean, he did ask me for money. I told him to call sleepandtrade.com, you know, but I was like, hey, I was like, champ, I was like, you know, I'm a big fan. Would it be okay if I get a photo with you? He's like, you got any money? I was like, I don't. I was like, would you mind signing my gloves? And he was like, you gotta have my rubber gloves on for the ring. But it was a good time, man, chopping it up with the champ. It was always great to see him.
Well, that's fantastic. And, of course, Antonio Tarver, world champion, numerous time world champion. But as far as I'm concerned, and I love the guy to death, we're really good friends, much better that he was Mason the Lion Dixon.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, to me.
Well, to you. But yeah. Everything's about Rocky for you.
Everything. You know, Sylvester Stallone just had a huge auction. And he auctioned off some stuff that you would think he would absolutely never, ever sell.
Really?
One being the loose leaf book, the old, I think it was like the Mead. I think that's what it was called. You know, the loose, yeah. the spiral books that sure. You would use in school. He auctioned off the spiral book that Rocky was put together on.
Really?
And to me, here's how crazy the world is. Now, I get it. I understand I'm a Sylvester Stallone, even though I'm not. I'm more a Rocky Balboa. John Rambo is okay, too, but Rocky Balboa is the real deal. Not everybody is a Rocky Balboa guy. I get it. Even though I'm in some of these Facebook rooms, you know, where that's all it's about is Rocky Balboa. The Rocky Balboa spiral sold for just a little bit more than a game-used Tom Brady jersey.
Okay.
Like that makes sense to you?
200,000?
Well, I want to say it was high 200,000.
Okay.
And I want to say the spiral sold for somewhere like low 300s, I believe. But to me, that's you know, just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how you place the value. I guess it's just like, what have you done for me lately, you know?
Well, which is it? What have you done for me lately means that Amanda Nunes would be ranked fourth.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, the GOAT is something everybody knows right now. Rocky's something that everybody knew back in the 80s.
But the GOAT, and she may still be the GOAT, but you can be the GOAT, the greatest of all time, but after suffering the loss that she suffered, how, in anybody's right mind, do you rank her above the person who just beat you?
Well, I mean, and going back to the greatest upsets of all time, Chris Weidman made the list when he upset the Anderson Silva, the Untouchable. But I guess the difference between that and this is Anderson was playing around. He was doing his little gimmick. He was sticking his face out, you know, daring Chris to hit him, and he got clipped and he got caught and he lost. So did everybody buy him a pass because he wasn't taking it for real? Like, it wasn't serious?
I think back then more than just MMA media were doing the rankings. I was going to throw a hand grenade, but I decided not to.
Oh, throw it.
No, I decided.
Put those people on blast.
They're also
the ones that are talking about Juliana Pena, how she made a comment about she's the greatest female mother champ that's ever lived. And everybody says she's taking shots at Amanda Nunes being a mother who adopted a kid. But the point is that Juliana Pena is a champion who gave birth, and that changes your body physiologically. Sure. So for her to give a natural birth, to be a mother and to come back at the highest level and knock out and submit Amanda Nunes, who never gave birth and never changed her body genetically, I think is a huge props. And the media is making it seem like she's talking trash, that she's not a real mother because she adopted. And I think it's awful what they're doing to Juliana Pena.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think she adopted. I believe her wife delivered.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I believe so.
I thought they adopted.
I could be wrong. You know, we're always wrong on this show. But
that's true. We don't do any research. But I thought she adopted.
And I understand that. And you know, I do totally get that. And if you want to be real controversial, somebody pointed this out to me with all this transgender athletes and, you know, a lot of people against transgender then playing or performing in the new gender sport. Their question was, and this is totally a legitimate question, we read about, we see about, we hear about transgenders that went from male to female dominating the female sports. What about females that go to male sports? We really don't hear a whole lot about that.
Right.
Which is the same thing as what you're basically saying, only, you know, you were talking about pregnancy and, you know, structure and all that kind of stuff. So just threw it out just to get a little bit controversial.
I think it's much harder to go the other way. I think it's much harder to go from female to male and dominate, you know, a
male
sport.
Hold on. I don't want to hear from you about going the other way. I mean, especially talking on the radio. That's between you and your family, and it has nothing to do with me.
Not so me going.
News broke last night, and I spoke to Daddy this morning. Micah Pittman leaving Oregon.
Yeah, I saw he's what's going on over there? He's got some issues?
You know, I don't know if it's issues, and I only saw what I saw. You know, this is the big year, you know, and since you're now eligible to transfer, this is the year to get noticed, to be drafted, to move on to the next level. And, hey, everybody else is doing it. So I understand he was at FSU the other day, and I put up on the Book of Face that I hate that. First, I'm not really a fan. And, you know, I've always said that, but I may have to become a fan because I have followed Oregon. I've watched, you know, because of Micah, and I will do that with wherever he ends up as well.
Is Deion Sanders bidding for that head coaching job?
No, but Deion Sanders just got the number one recruit.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I did see that.
The
other thing is big ups, and even he calls himself it now, to the greatest shooter on the basketball court, not in hunting and with rifles. Steph Curry he's going to obliterate this record.
Yeah, so, but it's not a real record.
How's it not a real record?
Well, look, back in the day when Reggie Miller did it, teams only took an average of 5 3-point shots per game.
Right.
You know, so the game has changed, just like they protect the quarterback. Now it's about
changed.
It's
right.
A throw-in league, and it's all about, like, throwing the football. No more three yards in a pile of dust, you know, the Jim Brown era. So the game has changed. The three-point game is now, like, the main part of scoring. So, of course, he's going to get all those attempts and all those extra attempts in his career. They just weren't allowed back then. The coaches didn't draw up plays like that back in the Reggie Miller days. So,
okay, they did draw it up because Reggie Miller scored, I think it was, what, 8 or 10 points in 7 seconds. So it's been around. Happened at MSG. All of these things have happened at MSG. And the thing about Steph Curry is he can throw it from the parking lot and he's going to score.
I'm not saying he's not a great shooter. I'm just saying that he wouldn't have the stats he does today if it was back when Miller started.
If my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom.
Well, he'd be eligible to fight in the MMA world, too.
In some world. All right, so in the second hour, and I know that we got a couple minutes. I do want to address this. I would have liked, well, let's address some of the fights, because we only have a couple minutes, and then we'll address the Jillian Priscilla fight, what had happened, missed weight, everything that happened in that fight. Did you catch the Ryan Hall fight?
I did not catch the Ryan Hall fight.
I have never in my life seen a more uninterested fighter.
Okay.
As he dominates on the ground in his jiu-jitsu. I mean, just his look, it's so funny. It's like it's nonchalant. I'm going to get you. Now, he didn't submit him, but he won the decision. But it's just so funny to watch him. It's like, I got a dinner reservation here soon, and I might want to flip on my back and submit this guy.
Well, jiu-jitsu is a very therapeutic sport, so it makes sense. You do it usually with your eyes closed, and you just kind of roll in and you feel it. It's not really an expression of, like, anger or outburst.
I wouldn't suggest doing it with your eyes closed because you're liable to get punched in the face.
That's not true.
If you and me are grappling and you're going to grapple me with your eyes closed, I'm going to move.
Well,
just say it. And you won't
point.
know. Real quick, I know we only have about 60 seconds. At the MMA Awards, which we will try to address in the second hour, I went up to Matt Hughes. I spent some time with him. We were telling some stories, which was awesome. And I go, Matt, how are you? And he goes, and I won't say it as badly as it sounds because of what happened. But he goes, I go, Matt, how are you? He goes, I got hit by a train. I respect that he laughs about it. You know, and his thing is, you know, what can I do?
The greatest MMA fighter on the planet. I mean, your favorite fighter got hit by a train and survived.
I told him that. Yeah, I told him that. You know, he kind of chuckled. And, you know, we told some stories, you know, when we were in London. And a really good dude. He won the Achievement Award, went up there and gave his speech, thanked BioAccelerator and Stem Cell and everything that's done. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.